So we're here in March 2018 and Brighton Fringe doesn't start till May, but this is the event at the Commedia where the press get to meet the venues, and it is always exciting in a Fringe where sometimes you hear the bad news that venues are closing as one or two of the big venues are growing, but then you hear that a venue that you might not even think would be a Fringe venue has suddenly emerged on the scene, and that is the Brighton Toy and Model Museum. And I'm joined by...
It's Jan Etches. I'm the Deputy Manager of the Toy Museum.
So before we get into the Fringe bit, let's imagine there's someone in Brighton who hasn't heard of this museum. Just give me a bit of backstory.
Okay. Well, we're ideally situated because we're right underneath a railway station in the old Victorian arches. The museum itself has actually been there for 26 years, which even a lot of local people are surprised to hear. It was started, our founder and director started the museum 26 years ago, and it covers the golden age of toy making, which is from the late 1800s through to about the 1950s, maybe some 1960s there. And basically what happened, our founder and director is a collector and enthusiast. He's a world knowledge on model trains. And 26 years ago, there were other enthusiasts and collectors that got together and they wanted to put some of their collection out for public display. We're actually a charity. There's only two full-time members of staff, myself and the manager, and two part-time members of staff, and we're entirely dependent on volunteers and interns to be able to open the museum.
And this is a proper museum. This actually requires people going around not to be passively entertained. They have to look, don't they?
That's right, they have to engage. Yeah, yeah.
We
cover 4,000 square feet. There's over 10,000 items in the collection, and if you go around one way then turn around and go back the other way, you're going to see something completely different every time you do it.
And so what is that? We're hearing that, you know, radio is on the rise again and people are buying LPs again, that although this digital world offers us so much, we lose something too, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. That's the beauty of the museum, is that actually it preserves childhood memories and nostalgia, and every day when you read the visitor book, the comments that people put are amazing. Probably one of the most popular comments is, I left here a child again. And everybody relates to the collection in a completely different way, and it appeals to all sorts of ages. So some people remember a relative or a grandparent playing with something, or toys that they played with themselves. So people connect to the collection in completely different ways.
Now, this is underneath the forecourt of the railway station. What is the relationship? Not necessarily even formally, but how does it feel to be a museum underneath a real railway station?
Well, we're going through a very exciting process at the moment, because hopefully by the end of this week we're going to be a community rail partner with the railway station, which will allow us to display in their public areas. We're going to have when the Fringe finishes, we're going to have a big banner in the entrance where the Fringe and the festival banners are at the moment. But we're also going to have displays in the ticket office and the visitor lounge. And there are plans afoot to completely redevelop the forecourt, so the taxi rank is going to go to the back.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be part of the development in the front of the railway station.
And there's a real Victorian street hidden under there somewhere, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh gosh, there's all sorts. There's absolutely all sorts. There's even a rifle range which is still used underneath the railway station. Yeah, it's fascinating. It's like a warren, and there are rooms there that look like a film set from like the 1940s or something like that. Yeah, a lot of space isn't used at the moment.
So give us the more recent story of how the idea came about to let's become a Fringe venue.
Okay.
And put a few things on, not even just one thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was employed by the museum. I've been in post since last May, and the reason they took me on is because basically to promote the museum on all sorts of different levels, but just bring it to people's attention. So we've been involved with all sorts of projects. We were part of Brighton Science Festival. We're a member of the Chamber of Commerce. We're going to do behind the scenes tours of the Chamber of Commerce, and being a Fringe venue just seemed like the perfect platform for us to get the exposure, because although we are a museum during the daytime, we have the most amazing quirky space that can be hired for private events. So we've already had music events in the museum, we've had charity fundraisers, it just seemed an ideal venue for different kind of performances. The advantage to people that come to perform at the museum is that there is a ready-made atmosphere there. So rather than being in a small room in a pub, people are, you can't help but go into a room like that and be uplifted by it. And we're also quite versatile. The space behind me here is the main performance space. These cabinets actually move, and we can seat up to 30 people. But we've also got two theatre groups that are going to use us for promenading performances. There's a theatre group from Hereford coming down, About Face, and they do sort of like micro performances. So people are able to go from one space to another, which works well for this particular kind of theatre group, because they will have a performance which they'll have a larger audience. But as you walk around the museum and you use different spaces, there are some smaller performances where it might be a 2-to-4 ratio or even a 1-to-1. So it's very versatile.
What's the title of that one?
It's About Theatre. About Face is the theatre group. The actual performance is the My Apple Dumpling Girl and We Are All Stories. So, and I actually believe that the Conjuring Club, which is Hubble Bubble Productions, which is a local theatre group, are going to use the museum in a different way as well. It's very versatile from that point of view.
And plenty of family-friendly events looking
yes,
at the programme.
Yes, we have. Yeah, we have. In actual fact, we've got, let me see, 5. 5 of our performances are geared towards families. 2 of them are actual theatre and performance, but we've also got the wonderful Jane Hissey, the author of the Old Bear Stories. She's doing 2 workshops in the museum as well, which are going to be amazing.
So some of the shows are also, but like the museum, about our memories.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. In actual fact, I remember my son's 26, and I remember reading the Old Bear Stories to him when he was 3-4 years old. So I have very, very fond memories of those books, and so I am delighted to have her.
And so for people that don't know, starting a new role in a place like this, ending up with, you know, a programme in the Fringe, how did you find that work?
A lot easier than I expected, because we have registered to be a Fringe venue. I think it was a couple of years ago, because we did a community project, Toys in the Community, and it was part of the HLF funding that we would also be a Fringe venue. And effectively, well, basically there was the one performance which was linked to that particular project. So people in the museum weren't sure what sort of response we'd get by marketing ourselves as a venue, and we've been absolutely delighted. I mean, we have as many performances as we want to have. We're 3/4 booked, which, considering that there's just myself and the manager, you know, I'm probably not going to get the chance to see any of the other amazing performances that are going on.
You have to.
I know, I can't believe that I'm finally living in a city that has a Fringe, and the 3rd largest Fringe in the world. I used to regularly go up to Edinburgh because I lived up in the northwest, and last year I absolutely loved the Fringe. I went to see a lot of performances, and now we're a Fringe venue. I'm definitely going to be seeing, obviously, the ones that are in our museum, but I don't know how many others I'll get to see.
And so, final thing, what would be your invitation to people to come along to the museum during the Fringe?
It's a total experience, because, yeah, we've got... I'm delighted with the quality of the performers we've got. I'm really, really excited. We've got some very high-quality performances in the museum. But it's a whole experience. It's quite immersive in a way, because it immediately connects you to memories, to emotions. You leave a child again, and as a child again, but also you will see some amazing performances.
So some performances and experience probably not like anything else at the Fringe. Thanks very much for talking to us.
I believe so. Thank you.
Thank you.